I absolutely, I think you're onto something there, because I think part of that is some of the better teams in the East are the younger teams. Like, some of the best young talent in the league are coming out of the East right now, between Giannis Antetokounmpo, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. All these, guys who could potentially be stars in this league are coming from the Eastern Conference. The Western Conference, on the other hand, have guys that they do have a few, great promising talents, like, say, Karl-Anthony Towns or Nikola Jokic. But I feel like the West has, win now stars, while the East have more win later stars, like guys who could be really impactful, 2 or 3 years from now. I do think that it is starting to even out, because Eastern Conference teams have done better at accumulating young talent than in the past.
Hey man, listen. So, that's my thoughts on it, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that cosign with the caveat, but I will say this. The only reason I'm saying that is I don't think if you put Portland in the East that they just become some magical juggernaut that can't be stopped. That's my only point when I say that the West and East are very close. I think at the top of the Western Conference, Golden State and Houston are the class, period. And if San Antonio doesn't have Kawhi Leonard, then they're not title contenders. I think everybody else, 3 through 8, 3 through 10, there is parity amongst them. But to say if you put the Minnesota Timberwolves in the Eastern Conference, that they would be any different than, let's say, the Washington Wizards or the Toronto Raptors, I just don't see it, especially with how these teams played in the playoffs. They were not very competitive up and down the roster. You look at how Minnesota played in the playoffs, they were not that competitive. There were questions about Karl-Anthony Towns. And, his aggression, was he aggressive enough? Did he shy away under the bright lights? But let me go back to something that you touched on because I think it's very important. You talked about the Indiana Pacers and the Utah Jazz making the playoffs last year, then undergoing big time roster transformations and still making the playoffs this year. Donovan Mitchell, obviously, is the big addition for the Utah Jazz to get, but Gordon Hayward doesn't re-sign with them in the offseason. I couldn't find many people that thought the Jazz would win 35 games this year. Now, a lot of them 8 months later come out of the woodworks or climb from under the rocks and say, hey, we knew that Quinn Snyder was going to, be that type of gun and get these guys where they needed to be. But I don't buy it. And you look at the Indiana Pacers. Anytime you lose an all-star like Paul George or who they traded, I thought this team was heading straight to the lottery. They get to the playoffs. But my question to you, Matt, and this is what I'm saying. How much of the success is fleeting and how much of is it real? There is going to be a team that has success this year that's going to fall off next year. We see it day year in, year out. Out of those two, who do you think is the real deal? The Utah Jazz or the Indiana Pacers?
Oh man, that's a tough question, because they are in very similar boats. I mean, Victor Oladipo, nobody thought he was going to have the season that he had this year.
For sure.
What really helps both of those teams is that they have cap room, or they should have cap room this upcoming summer, in a summer where not many teams are going to have it, and the ones that do are rebuilding. So that's one advantage that both teams have. I would say it all really depends on, if you ask me, the factors that surround them. Because if, say, LeBron leaves the East for the West this summer, then Indiana's chances of making an even deeper run are much better next year, I would say.
No
And
doubt.
if, say, San Antonio trades Kawhi Leonard away and they start rebuilding, then Utah's got a really good chance at making a run. But if you put a gun to my head, I would say the realer team to me is probably Indiana, because they gave LeBron a phenomenal series. They were within inches of winning that.
And I tell you what, Matt, I am struggling with the Indiana Pacers because I'm trying to figure out whether the Indiana Pacers are truly real. Like, what is the deal with Victor Oladipo? Is he a one-hit wonder? We did not